For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the applicant's submittal for this application. We have received a couple of comments. First one, what I've passed down for explanation is they're describing the intent of the application. They have a copy of the deed with survey for the property, a copy of the survey of the property with a sketch of the improvements on the property, and an aerial view of the property showing the improvements that already exist. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and that was in the form of a memorandum dated April 25th of 2011, advising that the site is located in the Angola Neck planning area, that wastewater capacity is not available at this time, that an on-site septic system is proposed and actually exists, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district at this time, that when the county does provide sewer service, a connection to the system will be mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, sir. If you would be so kind as to give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Edwin Perry, and I am a member of Connelly's United Methodist Church. After a long line of memberships that go all the way back to 1823, the church is 188 years old. Didn't always have a fellowship hall. We built that in 1973, so there's a very small church and a fellowship hall, as well as a cemetery, on 3.55 acres there. Last year, we completed construction of a new facility for Connelly's and moved our congregation to a new church location on Route 24 over near Peddler's Village. We had outgrown our little church and our little fellowship hall. And even so, the property is beloved to us. We consider it still a part of our congregation for its use. And Connelly's has tried through the years to serve the area, not only in the name of our Lord, but for people in need, no matter whether they are or not involved with our faith. Our current number of ministries takes a long list, and I don't mean to make it out that we're any different than any other Christian organization, but we have a lot of ministries that we hope will serve our area. We operate a soup kitchen. We have any number of social events that we invite the populace to. We operate a living nativity in the wintertime. Some of you may have been to that. We have a living Easter, and such and so forth. And I'm narrowing down now to why the reason for the conditional use, and that is that now that we have moved to our new location over on Route 24, it has occurred to us that the area might be or is in need of a thrift store type operation to help serve that little area out in the Angola area that has grown so much in the last few or number of years. And so the purpose of our request is that we be permitted to operate a thrift store in the fellowship hall building that exists on the facility. We have the parking spaces. We have the sewer facilities already there, the infrastructure, et cetera, even signage exists there. And so the purpose of our request is that we would be able to operate a thrift store out of that operation. The pastor and I visited any number of the residents in the area that we could reach, and we received indifference to support from our neighbors, especially the one that's very close to us. And we're mindful to behave in a responsible fashion with this business for the sake of our neighbors, that we're not an irritant in any way. We hope to be a plus in this ministry. And that, I think, If I, you all have the packet that I submitted, and it has the layout embedded in one of the submissions. And I guess everyone maybe can look at that if they want to and see where the thrift shop is located on that 3.55 acres. Are there any questions that I can answer for you?
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, sir, just for clarification, you say there are existing restroom facilities that are in the fellowship hall that's...
Yes, they're the only ones that we had that served our whole congregation.
Okay. And it's the fellowship hall itself that's going to be utilized for the thrift shop?
Yes, sir.
And the outbuildings are for storage or...
Yes. Yes, sir.
But that's going to be all part of that ministry?
It would be, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Do you have a sense of what kind of hours of operation you'd like to have?
Well, yes and no. I think that water seeks a level after a while with a facility like this. But we know that people are interested in quote, a yard sale type operation, which a thrift store is. And generally, people want to get out fairly early, do it, and that's it. I would say that probably we would operate a few days a week in the beginning, maybe from 9 to 2. But we don't know altogether, and we're not totally ignorant of how other thrift stores operate. But it seems like the business of thrift is daytime more than a nighttime. It's not to say that we're not interested if we found that the neighboring neighborhood area would be interested in evenings. I guess we would try it, and we say to ourselves, well, we have attended church there in evenings. We have attended fellowship hall, and so, you know, I don't think it's more than any different use than we have used it in the past.
Well, I know having visited the site recently, as well as being very familiar with the area, you have more than adequate parking, and I think that your property lends itself well to a change in use. So I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
All my questions have been answered.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Just one question, and Mr. Perry, have you given some thought to how you may be able to hopefully control someone that would make a donation after hours? Like if I were to go to your facility and I had a couch in the back of my pickup and you were closed, is there something that would make me come back the next day as opposed to just dropping that couch off and
I think we would have signage up that could direct people. Now we could put something over the egress and ingress areas to stop someone if that is a concern of council. But we do. I would have a concern that anyone would bring anything and, quote, dump it off. So,
right. I understand.
We wouldn't want that and would hope that that would not be a problem, but I guess it's something that could be controlled by who gets onto the property mm-hmm. when we're not there.
Well, you said you were familiar with the operation of the other thrifts, and I'm sure you would look at that issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. But thanks for your concern on that. It was noted.
No questions. Questions?
Mr. Light?
No questions.
No questions. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I have one more.
Yes, sir.
And looking at your plan, I don't see a location for a dumpster, and I don't recall seeing one when I was there. Is there currently a dumpster on site?
Well, you do have a dumpster. I don't know. Is it there now?
I just may have missed it when I was there.
We must have it camouflaged.
Then you did a good job. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, sir. We thank you. I see you brought plenty of reinforcements with you this evening.
Well, we had to hold them down, you know.
And maybe some of them would like to speak, so we're going to find out right now.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You, gentlemen.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1890, Conley's United Methodist Church? Yes, ma'am. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Sandra Scheip, and I'm a neighbor of the proposed thrift shop. I live at 22092 Robinsonville Road. And I have no objections whatsoever. this. I think it would be a good thing to have.
All righty. Okay. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
My name is Jean Unruh, and I'm a member of Conley's. And I don't live too far away, but whatever use we need for this building, I assume we would have to have the conditional use apply. And the thrift store, I think, is one of the better uses that we could have. But if that conditional use is denied, and if we can't find something useful to use the building for, it's going to become run down, an eyesore. It won't be kept up. So I'm hoping that you can see the benefit of having the store there or any other kind of use for that we need the change for. Thanks.
We'll do our best. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
My name is Gwen Michael. I go to Conley's. I have been volunteering, working around at the thrift store, and we've seen the people that have come in and felt benefit from being able to buy many, many things from us that they maybe could not have afforded somewhere else. We try to minister to the people if they are in need. We have sent them to our soup kitchen if they are in need of that. We have given free things to people who can't afford to pay. We're trying our best to do the best for the community.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name's Pat Short, and I live in the Landing on Old Landing Road. I am also a member of Conley's Church. And if this is approved as a conditional use for a thrift store, I would be the person that would be the manager of the thrift store. And we have in the past had a few yard sales, and it has been very beneficial to the people that have come to our yard sales. And as was previously stated by Ms. Michael, we have been able to reach out to so many people that have stopped in at our yard sales by being able to give them items that are very good prices, very low prices, and in some cases free. Our concern, not really a concern, our love for what we're doing is ultimately to help people that are less fortunate to be able to afford items in outlets and malls and whatever. But we also have seen people that have come to the Lord as a result of our ministering to them. A lot of new faces have come to the church as a result of us putting information in their bag of a purchase at a yard sale that would not, and have made comments, would not have come to our church if it had not been for our administering love to them. So we really hope that we will be approved for this venture. Okay. Thank you very much.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is John Kerr. I'm a trustee for Conley United Methodist Church, and I view this as an outreach that this community could definitely take advantage of. I see improvements being made in the property. As a trustee, I'm very interested in maintaining things, and I think we will eventually be a positive asset to that part of the community.
Thank you. All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1890? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1891, Juan Santé Harnell.
This application is an application for a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a subcontracted truck trailers and local hauling service to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 1.717 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 47 across from Road 296, also known as Lawson Road. for the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey site plan for this application.